CSX Big Jim's house, 626. Big Jim, there's Ryan, there's Ange. How you guys doing, man? Everybody's good? Got big plans for the weekend? I got a birthday tomorrow and Father's Day on Sunday.
I was going to bring you a bottle of booze today. I forgot about that.
Don't worry about that. I got that covered. You're fine.
I was like, hey,
don't worry about that.
I feel like it's just the, you got to.
My friend, I had three different... I'm not a bourbon snob, but someone got me into Buffalo Trace. I kind of am, I guess.
You got to drink a Buffalo Trace. I'm with you and you order one, I get kind of weirded out. I got to walk away.
Oh, Buffalo Trace, 3 cubes of ice. Done. Anyway, so I told three different friends that's exactly what I wanted for my birthday. So I'm probably going to have enough booze to open my own bar.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice. There you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Buffalo Trace. Anyway. So this video's going around of a kid. Now, we have it posted. We cannot emphasize enough. If you have anyone who offends easily in your house, if you've got kids around, do not watch this video when they're there. Of course, the key word is...
house.
Yeah, it'll come right to you.
Yeah, this is a headphones video, as we call it.
You mark the hell out of it, not safe for work.
Oh, yeah.
If you weren't one NSFW, not safe for work, this is it.
See a bunch of stars. Don't watch it out loud.
So this little kid is sitting on a couch with his mom, I assume. And they're having a discussion about the lockdown. She wants to go outside because it's warming up. This kid is 6, 7, 8 years old, maybe. Maybe. And he sounds like Joe Pesci. Check this out. This is not faked. This is a kid talking the way he's talking to his mom. You feeling comfortable with all the beeps?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's roll the dice here.
Next weekend, it's going to be so nice, like 60, 65, like that. We could sit outside on the porch.
No, the lockdown. A lockdown is when you stay the f*** inside, not the f*** outside.
Whoa.
Do you know what a lockdown is? When you stay the f*** inside.
We could sit outside on the porch.
The lockdown is when you stay the f*** inside, not the f*** outside.
So you plan on staying in the house till, like, June?
The f***ing lockdown. You have to stay the f*** inside. Not the f*** outside. What the f***? Do you hear the news? A lockdown is not when you say the f*** outside. It should be the outdown, not the lockdown. F***ing lockdown inside. F*** inside. Not the f*** going out. The parties in the casino.
I love this kid. This kid is awesome. Oh, my God.
They should call it a lock-in, not a lockdown.
Lockdown. I see people texting, be safe. This kid is magical. Again, we'll send it right to your phone. The keyword is...
house.
You know what I'm going to do? In a little bit. He's not up yet. I'm going to send that to Jim Brewer. That's who does him. A dead on Joe Pesci.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to see this. Yeah, I'll text him in a little bit. I don't want to wake him up too early. But Pesci actually still lives in New York.
This is amazing.
He's still locked down. You find me amusing or a funny, funny how?
Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
We're in the studio talking about Father's Day, obviously, on Sunday. You have until midnight for your Grilly Got Me.
Yep, midnight tonight.
Register to win a beautiful Traeger grill valued at almost $1,500 plus. 5 finalists, and it's totally random. So we keep saying that because you don't have to do some glamour shot photo of Dad by the grill. Just anything with Dad by the grill.
Right, yeah. You don't got to try to stage like the grill's on fire. Don't do that or anything. Just take a nice little photo next to the grill.
Again, whoever the smartass is who sent in a picture of a drill, holding a dad holding a drill for you, drilling up, whatever, dude. You're funny. We put him in, too. Great prizes, though. Text us keyboard one more time. Is
Dad.
D-A-D. Okay. With Father's Day coming up on Sunday, someone's put out this video, and we're sitting here racking our brains. Stuff dads never say. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. We know it's Friday. You've been grinding. A lot of people getting back to work this week as well, restarting the Motor City. If you can't call, don't worry about it. No problem. But if you can, stuff dads never say. Yeah, here's the key to the liquor cabinet. Right? never came out. Sure. I got to take the new car. There's one. Take my new car. No. Take the new car. Yeah, 11, 12, whatever. Come home when you feel like it. 248-398-9279. Here's part of the video, which you could keyword house for anything in the show. You can watch the whole thing. It's pretty awesome.
Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet?
Yep, we're lost. We are completely lost.
Ooh, sports.
Just do whatever the mechanic says to do.
Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated. Make sure you get all your video games done before you start your homework.
Doesn't anybody want to know if we're there yet?
Remember, if you need anything between midnight and 4 a.m., please come wake me up.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm on the phone. Could you bring the baby over and let him climb all over me?
Hey, can you please turn that music up?
There's more. Again, we'll text it to you. The keyword is...
house.
Big Jim's house.
Getting ready for Father's Day on Sunday. You grilly got me. You got till midnight to send in a photo of your dad by the grill. Any photo. Doesn't have to be professionally done. Text us. The keyword is...
dad.
We would love to hear some of your grilling stories that involve...
fire, 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 fire.
Most people have done something stupid with a grill. Let's be fair, right?
Oh, yeah.
First real date that I had with my now wife, Kathy. I went to her apartment. I got filet mignon, which you got to remember, I couldn't afford filet mignon. I wound up, this is true, I wound up eating mac and cheese for like 4 days afterwards because I was broke. That's all I had. Wanted to impress her. She had a hibachi. We put it out on the little patio thing on our little apartment. Yep. I started talking to her. Burned the crap out of the filet mignon. We still ate them. To this day, she still reminds me.
Oh, God, anytime you buy anytime. That cut, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go grill some steaks. Don't burn them like you did in our first date. I'm like, really? So, this happened. A friend of mine, we were having a big party, and it was going to rain. We weren't sure. So, we had the great idea to take the gas grill, move it into the garage.
Right.
I'd get it out of the rain. So, Woj forgot he had left the burners on and didn't light it. And he came back out, had a beer with us, played some volleyball. We're just kicking it. And it was so loud that even in the backyard, like 20 people tapping a keg, music, volleyball, you still hear.
That's like making a bomb.
The whole ceiling, the drop ceiling in the garage, was black.
Oh, my gosh.
And Woj had leaned over when he hit it. How he did not set himself on fire, I don't know. But his eyebrows were gone.
I was just going to say, did he have any hair left?
Gone. No, he was already kind of bald. Woj, you're bald anyway, man. Deal with it. But, yeah. True story.
Oh, man.
Yeah? Isn't that scary? And we all night, we joke that if anybody gets onions in their burgers, it's just Woj's hair. People were like, oh.
Big Jim's house.
Everybody's had an oops moment with a grill. One of the cool things about a Traeger is pellet grill, smoker, a little low and slow, a little safer, a lot safer. But were you, any of your friends ever, or you don't seem to be the kind of, you've got a gas grill, you've never set anything on fire?
No, I was trying to think, and I actually texted my mom to see if she remembered any time my dad blew up the grill or did that, but I don't know if I was just growing up, that was like a safety thing, was to learn how to act around the grill.
So you don't like put your hand on the grill or something?
I mean, it's like every time, I'll check 3 or 4 times after I'm done, that might be OCD, but if it's, you know, tighten, turn the propane off.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Close the propane, make sure all that's open. I leave it open for a little bit, let it cool off, and then I go out and wipe it down and close it.
See, we never had anything catch on fire because my uncles would generally start a charcoal grill, one of those little ones you bought at the grocery store.
Yeah.
And then they'd get drinking and they'd totally forget about the charcoal. So they'd do the, like 3 rounds of charcoal. We'd eat burgers like at 9 o'clock. It never worked.
Like, it's finally hot.
It was like, my Uncle Bill out there going, who's ready to eat? I'm like, it's 9. Close enough. Amy in South Lyon, what you got?
Well, I'm not a griller. Usually my husband does all the grilling. So one day I thought, I'm going to make dinner for him.
Okay.
Well, I made dinner successfully with the grill, but I forgot to shut it off.
Oh, no.
And it burnt the whole inside wall of my garage.
You're lucky.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
It was
pretty charred. Nothing that wasn't replaceable or whatever, but, yeah, I was very lucky. That's my story.
And he reminds you about it every time, right?
Absolutely. Every time I try to turn the grill on.
Marriage is all about, yeah, that's fantastic. All right, well, we're glad you're okay. Did you sign him up for your Grilly Got Me?
I did not, but I'm going to send one today.
You got time till when? Tonight?
Tonight at midnight, yep.
Right, yeah,
you
cool.
got some time.
Dad, we'll send it right to you. Amy, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Big Jim's House.
Thanks for joining us this morning, too. I don't think we say that enough. We really do appreciate you guys being here. There's no one that we want to say thank you more to than Christy Davis in Waterford. Christy Davis in Waterford. Everybody here in the show loves you. Christy Davis in Waterford.
Yeah.
Christy Davis?
She's my favorite person, yeah.
There's one person in the Motor City that I care a lot about right now. It's Christy Davis in Waterford. Christy.
Need any help moving or?
Right.
I'm here for you.
Christy Davis in Waterford really changed my life. And anything we can do with Christy Davis in Waterford, we're kissing ass because, well, here's why.
My name is Christy Davis, and I am Michigan Lottery $70 million Powerball jackpot winner. I found out that I won the jackpot. I was at work. My friend FaceTimed me. I had the ticket in my coat pocket, and I pulled it out, and I'm looking on the FaceTime, and I see the last three numbers because that's all I could see on the screen. He has the camera facing the TV, and it was every single number exact same way. I did an easy pick, and I just screamed. You would have to bleep out what I screamed.
That's why I love Christy Davis. Awesome. Christy, you're the best. Call us. Okay, here's the thing. Good for her, by the way.
Absolutely.
When you read her story and stuff like that, she sounds like an amazing person. She lives in Waterford. I actually know the party store she got the ticket at. So that kind of makes us family at this point, doesn't it?
You're not going to sit outside of the party store. You're going to be like Jay and Silent
Bob. I can
Bob
do whatever the hell I... Maybe.
Just waiting for her.
No. That party store is garbage. It's garbage right now. Someone's already won there. You don't go there. You got to go to another store.
You can't. Yeah, you're right.
So we always talk about this when you hear, and Christy, congratulations again. If you win the like $70 million like her, are you going to move?
Yeah.
Would you really?
I mean, no, I wouldn't, but fantasy, yes.
No, you've won.
I've won.
$70 million. Are you staying here in the Motor City with family and friends hitting you up for money, or are you going to run?
I'm having a house here, that's for sure. This will be my main residence.
Your main residence?
Yeah, and then I'm going to buy a little plot of land in Ireland. And for 6 months out of every year, I'm just going to herd sheep. I've thought about this. Grow a big, long beard. Herd sheep. Heidi can come if she wants to. If not, see ya. I'll see you in 6 months.
So the woman you're going to marry in November, you just said on the air, okay, we'll split the year. Just want to clear
that. Make us really miss each other, right?
There you go. I would definitely have my wife and kids with me. I would make sure when we, you know, I'd stay here in the Motor City.
I would. But you got to have a safe house.
I only did that because it's a tool move. But somebody does the thing, you go, I'd stay right
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, I love them. You know what? I'd give the money all to them. I wouldn't take any of it. I'd let them buy whatever they want.
I'm so boring. Oh. You know what I'd wind up doing? I'd throw a party at Ernie's, the marketplace up here with the really cool sandwiches, and buy myself a Shelby Mustang.
And have Seeger play outside of it. Seeger outside of Ernie's?
No, sitting outside my house every morning. Get your ass up and say, I want him to sing to me when I'm walking out to my car.
Just... hire him just to stand next to your bed.
I want to hear still the same
like
at 4 a.m. every morning.
Guy in the
Bob,
window.
Bob! Bob! It's 4 a.m. Come on. You always won when you... Why is Bob Seger by the bed?
Big Jim's House.
CSX Big Jim's House, 8:14. All right, coming up in less than 10 minutes. You beeped it all, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Lockdown Kid. If you haven't heard The Lockdown Kid, oh, you had lived.
I love Lockdown Kid.
We love the Lockdown Kid. This young boy will explain the lockdown to you. He's a little Joe Pesci with a mouth like a little Joe Pesci. That's why we're talking about beeping. We'll get to that in a bit. Hang with us. 8:15, by the way, Burbs on the way this hour as well. We'll be playing in about a half hour for that. Okay. Really cool week for classic rock. Every week's a good week for classic rock. Just played Spirit of Radio, that animated video that they did as a tribute to radio stations and also the listeners and fans and concerts, is stunning.
That is amazing.
You will find little tiny nuggets all through that thing. The end of it, when Alex's guitar neck turns into a radio dial.
Yep.
It's fantastic. If you want to see that, of course, anything from the show, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
house.
And then earlier this week, we played that Poison. We had Brett Michael actually doing Your Mama Don't Dance, which was...
I didn't think it was going to be that good when I first saw it. And then you're like, no, listen to it. I'm like, whoa, all right, there you go, Brett.
And over the past couple months during this quarantine, Sammy Hagar and The Circle have been doing songs separated, obviously. Remember, one of them, Sammy did like a cover of one of the Who songs. He was singing in a shower.
Yeah, because that's where the acoustics were.
Yeah, we'll get fooled again. So we think this is the best one. Again, keyword house will send it right to your phone. So we all know this VH song. Socially, they're separated. They're not in a studio. This is just four guys figuring it out. Jason Bonham, Michael Anthony, yeah. All these guys doing that. Are you kidding me? It's awesome.
It's great. I was thinking, do you think that he's going, man, do you guys think we should just continue to do this even when we could go back in the studios and stuff? He goes, this sounds good, man.
Better not. I don't want to hear a quarantine album.
They should make a whole album with that. They got eight of them right now.
The other thing we were thinking about, and Sammy's acknowledged this, when they wrote this song, they didn't realize how relevant it would be in today's world.
Right.
Everything that we're dealing with right now as a society. Take a moment, turn off your phone, and just listen to the lyrics.
Big Jim's House.
It's Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Ryan, Ange this morning. Battle of the Burbs. Get players about, what, 15 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right. Downriver and Eastside. Well, Eastside is one back now, right?
Downriver's one back, and East Side's one back.
That's okay.
It's a close race. West Side's
in the lead? Okay.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. We're going to warn you, if you watch this video at home, we have posted the non-edited version. There's a lot of F-bombs. It's like a Scorsese flick, except the lead character is 8 years old. Just a boy and his mom talking about the lockdown. And he has to explain to his mom about the lockdown. I did text Jim Brewer and asked him if he'll do... I haven't heard back from him yet.
Oh, you can do a dead on.
Trying. Pesci. The kid sounds like Joe Pesci.
But isn't this the kid you want to just go on the news? This is how you want to hear the how everybody should stay inside. The state of the lockdown. This guy needs to be on every single...
So you're saying if Dr. Fauci was an 8-year-old, this is what he would sound like?
This is what needs to happen.
Why don't you stay in? I mean,
this will go in people's heads more than everything they're saying.
Now, we beat this, obviously. Obviously, we had to beat this. But check out this kid. He's just sitting on the couch having a conversation with his mom who wants to go outside because it's warming up a little bit.
Next weekend, it's going to be so nice, like 60, 65, like that. We could sit outside on the porch.
No, the lockdown. A lockdown is when you say the inside, not the outside. God. Do you know what a lockdown is when you say the inside?
We could sit outside on the porch.
The lockdown is when you stay the inside, not the outside.
So you plan on staying in the house till, like, June?
The lockdown. You have to stay the inside, not the outside. What the do you hear the news? A lockdown. Is that when you say the outside? It should be the outdown, not the lockdown. F***ing lockdown inside. Inside. Not the going out to parties in the casino.
Oh, my God. That is the greatest audio we've heard this year. Oh,
I love they caught him after his fifth whiskey.
Takes off his pinky ring, says, hey, okay, here's your deal.
Do you not read the news?
Go out to casinos. If you want to watch that in the privacy of your own home or if you're at work and you have headphones.
Headphones.
Because it jumps out, man. Wow. Dude, I was in the Navy for 8 years and I'm blushing.
Big Jim's House. East Side, West Side, Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
One more for the week, our Friday edition. Everybody ready to do this?
Yes,
sir. All right. So West Side is up by one. Just got to keep tabs on this for the year. We track all this stuff. Chuck, you're representing West Side. You ready, bud?
Yes, sir.
There you go. And Mike, you're Downriver. You yell out down, okay?
Got it.
Got it. And Steve, you are East Side, so you obviously yell out.
Yep.
East. If you yell, yep, I'm going to think you're Dave Hester from, yeah, okay. So you got East. You guys ready? One answer per question. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you. He'll call out who came in first. Okay, got to get two out of three to win. Here we go. Bacon bouquets are available for only $25 this Father's Day from a restaurant known for the Grand Slam.
West Side.
Chuck, what's the answer?
Denny's.
Damn right.
Yeah.
You guys, how many out of the three players, who's a dad here?
Right here.
Down.
Okay, would you guys all eat a bacon bouquet for Father's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
In a minute. Twice on Sunday. Most of Father's Day Sunday, so it actually works. Okay, here we go. Tomorrow is the longest day of the year, also known as the first day of what season?
Down River.
Mike, what's the answer?
First day of summer.
There it is. Okay. Summer loving. Had me a blast. Mike, Downriver with one. West Side with one. Steve, you're still in this. Ann Wilson celebrates her 70th birthday today. She's best known as Lee.
West Side.
Chuck for the win.
The
Heart. Where it is.
Okay. All right.
Great. Wow, man. All right. Mike and Steve will be back at it on Monday. Of course, Monday we play at
8:20, so we'll get players at 8:10.
And if you guys want to play online and check out the scoring and like a run through, text us. The keyword is
burn.
There we go. Steve and Mike, happy Father's Day. You guys have a great weekend.
Yep.
All right. Likewise.
Thank you, buddy. And Chuck, West Side wins again. Hey. Somebody going to yell?
West Side rock.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim. Big Jim's house.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks again for sticking with us. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We know it's a crazy time. And in fact, you're there every morning with your calls and texts and comments. That means a lot to Ryan and myself and everybody here. So you guys have a great weekend. Best of show tomorrow morning.
Yep. We'll be there.
We're back on Monday. Two things to talk about that are in your wheelhouse. Keeping an eye on your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Love
and the second
that.
One is aliens on the moon.
Yeah, baby.
You see the latest?
Conspiracy Mondays. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are you all over that guy?
If we make it, all I'm saying is if we make it to Monday.
Oh, that's right. Sunday's the Mayan.
Planet X came back. There's a lot of, I read a whole, oh, man. I can't even get into it now.
Planet X came back?
We'll talk until 2 o'clock today.
My name for a band. Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah. It's my birthday weekend, man. I'm gonna go have fun tomorrow, Father's Day and Sunday. All right. You guys be good. Be safe. We'll see you then. Bye.
It's your last chance anyhow. So always look up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.